Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Axe and Crown, Episode 7, Under Construction.
Hey, Gubbin. Look what I got.
Hey, kid. Where the hell you been all afternoon?
Oh, just at the brewery, picking up a new cask of Pete's Blue Rabbit Ale.
Oh, no. Stan, what have I told you about sullying my tavern with that stuff? It's so bad, even my regulars won't touch it.
Hey, people love Pete's.
Your poetry-reading loser friends love it. More to the point, it's what your new crush always orders.
Hey. She's not my crush.
Oh, she's so dark and mysterious like the night.
Also, Pete's is cheap, which equals bigger margins. Which equals more money.
Yeah. Grab an apron. It's about to get busy in here.
Sure is. You see how many people are working at that new construction site? And they're going to be good and thirsty coming off their shift.
Not thirsty enough to drink Pete's Blue Rabbit.
Oh, yeah? I'll bet I can sell half this cask before we close tonight.
You're on. Oh, here they come.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome, patrons. Can I get you a beer? We've got a special tonight. Half a crown for a pitcher of Pete's Blue...
What?
Oh, no.
We're coming here for drinks? To this dump? Oh, hey.
Petula.
Stan? Hi.
I'll be over here.
Hey, can we get a couple of beers?
So you're back.
Yeah. It turns out I'm working just across the street now. Crazy, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hello?
So you're on the construction site?
Yeah, uh-huh. Meet the newest member of the Builders and Bricklayers Guild.
Really? You got into the guild? Hey, congrats.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Lots of new buildings starting up lately, so they've been hiring like crazy. I just started my apprenticeship there this week.
I always knew you could do it.
Thanks, Stan.
Can we get a couple of beers over here?
Things going well here?
Oh, yeah. It's good. You know, we're getting more bands in on Fridays and Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and I started taking a correspondence course in business management.
Oh, hey, that's good for you.
Yeah, and Gubbins, you know, he's himself.
I know.
You want a drink?
Yeah, actually.
We got a special on Pete's Blue Rabbit.
Oh, no thanks. Oh, barkeep.
Yeah. Hello, we were next.
What are you doing here?
Just stopping in at the local for a beer with my friends from work.
Uh-huh. You gonna pay for that beer?
Yes.
With real money?
Yep, I got a steady job now, see?
Aren't we special?
Yeah, we are. See? Genuine Farlorian.
Sure.
I'll have a pint of your finest dishwater, please.
Watch your language, young lady.
Oh, wait. Can you make it a golden goose instead? You know, with a little umbrella and everything?
In your dreams.
I'll give you a good tip.
Here's your beer. Get your own damn umbrella.
Got anything to eat?
You know we don't.
The kitchen's back to being closed again.
I figured.
So, what's this thing they got you guys building across the street?
Yeah, we're converting the old warehouse. Marco, the foreman, said it was going to be some kind of pub.
A pub?
Ooh, competition. Exciting.
Yeah, it's supposed to be called the Badger and Bucket.
Really?
Tell me you didn't just say bucket.
Yeah, why?
Come on, what do we got to do to get some service?
Future home of the Badger and... Oh, great. First the mob, now you're working for a bucket pub.
Well, what's wrong with bucket pubs?
Yeah, it's just a pub, isn't it?
Damn, things are everywhere now. The horse and bucket, the walrus and bucket, ye old bucket o'hooch.
All owned by the same people?
Nah, they do this weird fealty thing.
It's pretty neat, actually. We're doing a module on it later in my course.
A module?
See, anyone can open a bucket pub as long as they swear allegiance to the bucket lords and do everything by the book. They're not actual lords, by the way. That's just the name of their company.
Ah.
So they got all the same menu, the same decorations, the same signs with those stupid pictures.
Hey, I love their sign. Look, it's funny because the badger looks like he's throwing up in the bucket. Do you see that?
Yeah, there ought to be a law against those places.
Why?
They're fake. They're supposed to look like a real dive, the kind of place your average well-to-do lady or gentleman would be afraid to set foot in. But instead, they're all nice and clean, not a spot on the silverware.
Gosh, that sounds just terrible.
I know, right? Clean and friendly, and you know you're gonna get what you expect.
You should hate them! You! With all your authentic, real-life Mud Street crap!
It's a smart business model. But I mean, yeah, I think people will see the difference and come to a place that has real heart, real soul.
Real dirty tankards.
Say, why don't you go party with your new colleagues over there?
Fine.
Hello?
So.
Barkeep.
We got competition.
Yeah. I guess we're gonna have to start improving this place, hmm? Keeping up with the bucket lords, right?
Right. I know what we can do.
Ah, that's the spirit, Gubbin. Competition fosters innovation and creativity.
True enough. True enough. Stan, you know those buddies of yours painted our sign?
Yeah, sure. Why?
Got a little project for them.
Ah, okay, I'll let them know. Gubbin?
Yes, Stan?
I guess I really don't know much about trolls.
What do you want, a book?
Do you think Batula likes me?
She hasn't killed you yet.
Yeah, okay, I know, but seriously.
Oh, you mean does she like you in that way?
Yes.
The flowers and candy kind of way.
Yes.
That romantic boy meets girl, kissy-kissy kind of a... Never mind.
Come in.
Look, you want to know what she's feeling deep down? You gotta ask her.
You're a troll. She's a troll. I thought you might have...
She's a troll woman. Not really my field of expertise.
Well, okay, but still...
Ask her. That's how troll courtship starts. One person or the other comes up and says, I want to court you.
Really? That's it?
Yeah!
And if she says no?
Then she says no. That's easy.
Easy?
Yeah, now, if she says yes, then it gets complicated.
Oh, how so?
There's tests and trials. It's probably going to end in tears or major injury. But whatever, you go for it.
So I just ask?
Yeah, just ask.
All right. Thanks, Gubbin.
Uh-huh.
Help, help. I'm a tender little flower. Don't hurt me.
You missed her too, didn't you?
Excuse me, can we get two beers?
Shut your goddamn pie hole! I'm coming!
Hi, Batula. I want to court you. Hi, Batula. Oh, we're coming.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey, Stan. What do I owe?
Oh, it's on the house.
No.
Yes. Welcome back.
Oh, you're the best.
Hey, listen, I wanted to ask you, did you go anywhere interesting?
Interesting?
Yeah, after you ran away, did you head east like you were planning to?
Oh, mostly I've just been here in Granville.
You were here? All this time?
Yeah.
You didn't come back to visit?
Well, after that little argument with Uncle, I...
Right, no, right. That's... say no more. It's just that... Well, you know... Okay, well, maybe it's just me, but I thought that maybe there might be a chance of you and me being like a thing.
A thing?
Yeah.
What kind of thing?
Well, it's just an expression, you know. I mean, I want to...
You want to be a thing?
Yeah, yes, yes.
You mean turning into a thing? That sounds more like a curse.
No, not like that. That's funny. No, I mean, no, hopefully not. I want to...
I'm just confused. So we're trying not to turn into things?
No. A thing.
Oh, both of us turning into one thing, like merging.
I mean, yeah. Poetically, that's nice, kind of, sort of.
Well,
yeah.
No, that sounds frightening.
But that kind of thing, both of us together, like in a romantic way.
Oh, okay, romantic as in marriage.
Well, you know, not right away, but you know, maybe.
Oh.
In the sense of, you know, a chain of events that might one day culminate in
something. Oh, you and me.
Sure, yes.
Marriage.
Well...
Right. I'm sorry. It's just you thought we were a thing.
No. Are you kidding?
No.
Thought that maybe you thought that.
Oh, really? Did I say something?
Oh, I don't know. No, it was just more of a feeling. I mean, the trolls and humans, there's bound to be some sort
misunderstandings.
Yes, exactly.
Well, for the record, Stan, if I wanted to court, I'd have said so.
Okay, that's good. That's very, very clear.
Because you and me were friends.
Right. Yes, thank you.
You're my little human buddy. You're all cute and squishy, and you're always super nice and help me out with everything.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, I try.
Oh, gods, I hope you weren't pining for me all this time.
Oh, me? No, I'm good. I have a girlfriend and everything.
Oh, you do? Oh, I'm glad. What's she like?
Oh, she's a poet, you know, very, very dark and brooding.
Oh, that sounds like quite a match.
Yeah.
Well, tell her she better not let you down, eh?
Okay.
No one hurts my little buddy.
Thanks.
Well, I should get going. Got to be back across the street in the morning. Thanks for the beer, huh? I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. You all right, kid?
Permission to go and die in a corner, sir?
Well, like I said, it's probably better than if she had said yes.
Better how?
Troll courtship gets complicated. The lady's supposed to name a big test or trial for her suitor before he can win her hand.
What kind of trials?
Could be a quest, could be a riddle, could be build a house. Depends on what she's after.
So is it different for guys? I mean, did you make Johan do a big test?
Nah.
No, wait, actually, which one of you was, you know, the lady?
None of us was the lady. Though I guess I did kind of challenge him to learn to cook troll food.
Ah, so you were the lady.
Fair enough.
Ah, oh, that's sweet.
No, it's not. Well, night, Stan.
Good night, Gavin.
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Recorded in Toronto at Trench Recordings. Sound design by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard.
Wondering what to listen to next? We are huge fans of Greater Boston, set in an imaginary Boston full of weird and wonderful characters. Look it up in your favorite podcast app. See you next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Night has fallen, the moon is full, and we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.